Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, and similarly named Facebook, MeWe, Communities, and Discord server. So, today, news. Not necessarily good news. From Cubicle 7, unexpected The One Ring 2 update. I'm going to read most of this update. I'm going to make some comments as we go through it. But here we go. I am with you at present, said Gandalf, but soon I shall not be. I am not coming to the Shire. We have some very unfortunate and unexpected news to share. Contractual differences arose recently, which we have been unable to resolve, and so we have decided to end our licensing agreement with Sophisticated Games. It is with regret that we have made this very tough decision to withdraw. All right. Which means they no longer have the licensing. You can read this different ways. They are withdrawing. They were asked to withdraw. Maybe the bid to renew the license was too high. Don't even know, actually, if the license was up for renewal. It might not have been. You know. I don't know. This means we will cease publishing The One Ring and Adventures in Middle-earth in the first half of 2020. Does that mean that you have enough time, like you have another half year? Or is it like some random date in the first 6 months that we're going to suddenly no longer have access? Unfortunately, this doesn't give us enough time to release the much-anticipated The One Ring, The Lord of the Rings role-playing game, second edition. I've only heard good things about the first edition of The One Ring, as well as Adventures in Middle-earth, which is kind of like the 5e, D&D 5e version of it. I will be very honest with you. I had no clue there was a second edition coming. I'm not surprised. I've discussed this in the past. You know, systems often get rebooted because you need to sell core rules. So, there you go. As many of you know, our first edition of The One Ring is 8 years old. I had no idea it was that long either. And we had high hopes of a full product line to support our second edition. Our team have worked incredibly hard on this new edition, with many of the announced titles already written and edited. So being very close to completion makes this decision harder. Now again, they're telling you this was their decision to end the licensing agreement. And they have all this stuff already written and edited, which, damn, right? Those are costs, sunk costs. You're not going to get back. Although we were very close to the finish line when these issues arose, as gamers ourselves, we did not feel it was right for the game or fair to you to release a new edition, which we would be unable to support. We appreciate how passionate so many of you are, especially those who have followed our journey from first edition or have pre-ordered the second edition. Thank you for your support over the years. Then they go on to the pre-orders and refunds. Our immediate priority is to make the refunding process as easy as possible for those who have pre-ordered. You know, if you don't want your money back, they'll give you 125% of your pre-order value and store credit. Because, trust me, store credit is a lot better for them because they're not sending cash back out. We are commencing our Black Friday offers today, which includes 50% off current The One Ring First Edition stock and 30% off Adventures in Middle-earth stock. See our web store for more information. I'm going to skip a little bit extra here, but we ask that you bear with us as we do our best to organize these refunds as efficiently as we can, but it is a considerable administrative task as we have a substantial amount of web store pre-orders to manually process. We would like to thank our talented team for their amazing work on The One Ring, The Lord of the Rings role-playing game, including our producer, editor, artist, graphic designers, sales and marketing team, and all the freelancers involved. Any freelancers with outstanding work on these lines have not been contacted by C7. Please contact the usual contact immediately. Just a side note, I've spoken with people who have freelanced for Cubicle 7 and experiences have not been universally good. Thank you for your support. We've enjoyed sharing glimpses of our vision for the One Ring second edition over the last number of months. And we are disappointed that we cannot bring our extensive plans to fruition. We'd like to take the opportunity to thank you all once again for your incredible support, patience, and understanding in this matter. This year has been Cubicle 7's most successful year to date. All right, translate that. Okay, here we are. We are taking a huge loss by withdrawing from this contract. Yet, 2019 has been Cubicle 7's most successful year to date. We have been awarded funding from the Irish government to support our continued development and have recruited new staff to our passionate and dedicated team. But yeah, I'm assuming that means that you're going to be letting go staff from the Middle Earth line. And work continues on Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, led by a new Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay producer. It's an Irish first name. Forgive me. Padraig Murphy. The PDF of the Enemy in the Shadows campaign will be released imminently. And we're excited to continue working on Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Soulbound, Warhammer 40,000, Wrath and Glory, Lone Wolf, and Doctor Who. We are looking forward to 2020, which is shaping up to be our busiest year with many exciting releases planned. Well, I don't know if it's going to be their busiest year, being that they're losing two lines, right? They're losing two lines. So that's the end of that update there. Now, what does this mean? Listen, role-playing games never really die. I am sure there are going to be plenty of hard copies of everything out there in circulation. Some of it might be rare. This isn't quite the same as the Castle Zagig, when Gary Gygax passed and Gil Gygax, withdrew the licensing and Trollord Games basically had to, I don't know how much time they had to sell everything. I guess what wasn't sold had to get destroyed or something like that. I don't know how this is going to go, but if you like the One Ring, now is your time to buy in. 50% off all the first edition stuff. And if you're a 5e player, Adventures in Middle Earth, you can get the 5e stuff at 30% off. These aren't bad deals. It's just sucks, right? I mean, I've gotten a couple of comments made to me directly from people who are upset that this game is pretty much going away. Now, obviously somebody else is going to get the Middle Earth license, but I don't know if they're going to get the license to the system, right? Because a lot of times, like with Star Wars, how many times did Star Wars change hands? How many times did he get a new license each time, right? Marvel Supers, DC Comics, these licensed properties, when they go. Actually, Middle Earth had a different version prior, right? Lord of the Rings, back with when the movies were out. I think I had one of the books. Can't say I was highly impressed. But the One Ring, never played it, but I've only heard good stories from those who have. So my sympathies to those whose system is going to wither on the vine. Seriously. All right, folks, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I'll probably try to get the episode out maybe early. I don't have to stress it in the evening. But if you're not listening tomorrow, you're listening tonight, happy Thanksgiving to the listeners here in the U.S. And enjoy your long weekend, assuming you have one. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all mañana.